This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while increasing its evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters Tuesday there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He says U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. He said officials hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday. In an interview with CNN, Kirby said Tuesday that U.S. officials believe there are about 5,000 to 10,000 Americans near Kabul in Afghanistan. Kirby told CNN that Americans in Kabul no longer need to shelter in place and instead can make their way to the airport to wait for a flight out. The situation at the airport was chaotic on Sunday as thousands of people gathered there to try to leave the country. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a plane after it took off. A U.S. official who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity Monday said reports of multiple civilian deaths during the takeoff of a U.S. military transport plane are under investigation. The Pentagon has confirmed at least two deaths at the airport. Two armed gunmen fired into the crowds in two separate incidents. Both were killed by U.S. forces, according to officials who say there was no indication that these armed men were affiliated with the Taliban. You can follow all of our stories on Afghanistan and everything else we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News.